This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Tonight, President Obama delivers his State of the Union address. He's expected to focus, among other topics, on income inequality. But he's also said it's unlikely he's going to get a whole lot of support from Congress on anything. So if President Obama goes it alone, what could he do? Marketplace's David Gura reports.
President Obama couldn't raise the minimum wage on his own, but Heather McGee, who runs a liberal think tank called Demos, says the president is not powerless.
He is right now, as the chief executive, the biggest boss of low-wage workers in the country.
McGee is talking about federal contractors. She says President Obama could use an executive order to improve their pay. Researchers like David Grusky with Stanford's Center on Policy and Inequality say education is a way to level the playing field.
Simply identifying these poor kids who have tremendous capacity and talent.
Grusky says the president wouldn't need Congress to create a new scholarship program. Jared Bernstein with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says the president would make greater strides with Congress, but
with zero cooperation, it's much harder.
He says another suggestion is
a rule change that the president could implement without Congress that would significantly increase the number of people eligible for overtime pay.
That would affect low and middle income workers who make a salary but aren't automatically eligible for overtime. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.